and welcome to Food Integrity Now. I'm one of your hosts, Carol Gravet. I'm here with my two co-hosts, Matt Spaeth and Susan Wright.
Hello.
Hi.
And we have as our guest today, Lono Ho'ala. Lono is a biochemist and a water expert. He is also a Hawaiian kahuna priest and does a whole lot more that we're going to find about out about in this hour. So welcome, Lono.
Hello, Carol. Thank you very much. I should say aloha.
Aloha. I just recorded a new commercial today for my dolphin trips, and I said aloha and mahalo on that commercial. So
it was really
fun. So it's exciting having you on the show today. And the main thing we're going to be talking about this hour is the state of our water. And you and I talked a little bit about that, especially water in the Front Range. So we're going to take it over to you and have you talk about how is the water.
Well, you know, a lot of people think that because we live in Colorado, we're kind of at the top of the food chain when it comes to water. And I suppose that there's some truth to that compared to some of the chemical rivers that we have to deal with in other parts of the country. But Colorado does have its share of problems. One of the things we run into a lot in Colorado is pockets of arsenic. Arsenic is extremely dangerous in water, and many well owners never test their water. They think because it tastes good, it's fine, and they don't wind up, you know, getting the testing necessary to make sure it's safe. Another issue on well water is ethylene dibromide, which was sprayed on a lot of trees about 10 years ago by the Forest Service in order to prevent pine beetle infestations. This stuff turns out to be a potent carcinogen at very low doses, so a lot of people up in the foothills and the mountain areas have ethylene dibromide in their water, and they don't know that they've got a potent carcinogen that is there. So those water testing for people not on city systems is extremely important, and mitigating what you find there is of utmost importance if you want health. As far as the city is concerned, all of the Front Range cities pretty much get their water from reservoirs in the mountains. And the problem with that is that, as you know, the mountains are full of trees and animals, and you know, the lakes and rivers and stream have all kinds of vegetation. And over time, as this stuff dies and washes into the lakes and rivers and streams, it creates a class of compounds known as dissolved organic compounds. And without getting too complicated or technical, the big issue is that when this stuff hits the water treatment plant and the water treatment plant chlorinates it, then it creates a very high level of disinfection byproducts. And these things are potent carcinogens in their own right. So what the EPA required the government to do some years ago, or I mean municipal treatment providers, is to start using some form of disinfection that doesn't create such a high level of these disinfection byproducts. So cities like Denver and Colorado Springs, Castle Rock, Pueblo, all the Front Range cities turn to an old process known as chloramination, where they mix ammonia and chlorine together to create a class of compounds known as chloramine. And the difficulty with this stuff is it's nearly impossible to get back out of the water, and it has some real difficult physiological effects on many people.
So, Lono, the regular filters that would take the chlorine out of the water would not take the chloramination, or would not solve that problem? Is that correct?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. That's the problem. The chloramine is very, very resistant to any kind of filtration, including reverse osmosis systems and distillers. It'll actually wind up getting concentrated by reverse osmosis systems and distillers. And a lot of bottled water has high levels of chloramine in it because it's not taken out by the reverse osmosis process that the companies use if they filter it at all.
I think that's going to be news to a lot of people.
It is. I talk to people all the time. I had a lady. Chloramine is extremely irritating to the gastrointestinal tract. Any mucous membrane in the body has a real tough tough time with chloramine. If, you know, when you walk in a swimming pool, as an example, an indoor swimming pool, and you feel that burning in your eyes and you have that smell that, you know, it just makes your eyes water.
Yes.
A lot of people think that's chlorine. It's not. Chlorine in water doesn't have that effect. You can't smell it or taste it in that way. Chloramine happens in these swimming pools because they're chlorinated, and then people urinate in the pool, they sweat, skin particles come off, and these are all sources of ammonia. So over time, the ammonia combines with the chlorine, and these chloramine levels rise in the pool, and that's what people are really smelling. And if you can imagine just a more dilute form of that in your shower water, in your drinking water, that's what's happening.
There have been some times where I've gone to a restaurant and taken a sip of the water and felt like I was drinking a swimming pool. If it smells and tastes that way, does that mean that
it's chloramine?
It's chloramine. Okay.
Yeah. And see what happened. All this started about 4 or 5 years ago when biochemists like myself were really being noisy and creating all kinds of problems for the EPA because we were saying, look at these disinfection byproducts of chlorine are very, very dangerous. They're potent carcinogens. And as the government is very famous for doing, you know, they try to ignore things that might turn out to be expensive. And eventually the research was just so overwhelming that they had to do something about it. So they put these new limits on these disinfection byproducts, and out come these chloramines. Well, if you think about it, about 4 or 5 years ago, do you remember a big uptick in the advertising for things like Tagamet and Prilosec and antacids?
Yes.
Guess why? Because people start drinking water that's chloraminated, and they start getting acid reflux, and they start getting belly aches, and they wind up with intestinal permeability syndrome, and you know, all kinds of problems in their gut, dysbiosis of different kinds, and it's just it's very irritating to the gastrointestinal system. And then for people who are sensitive, like we had a lady who moved out from Nebraska, where she was living on a farm that had a well, to Denver. And she bought a house out near that new development in Lowry Air Force Base, or Old Stapleton, I guess it was. Isn't that where the Old Stapleton Airport used to be? There's now a bunch of shops and houses.
I'm not a native, but our engineer is nodding his head.
Yeah. Well, she bought a house there, and when she moved in, she started showering, and her skin started bringing up these big, bad rashes and nasty, I mean, breaking out and having a... She said it felt like she was showering in gasoline. Well, she's a very pretty lady, redhead with, you know, that light, freckly skin that sometimes redheads have. And she's just very sensitive to chloramine. She went to a half a dozen different dermatologists. They prescribed various kinds of creams. Dermatologists don't know about this problem. She finally ran into my sister, who's an operating room nurse at the Children's Hospital in Denver, and my sister told her she ought to talk to me. And, you know, as soon as I found out what her skin complexion was and that sort of thing, I said, I really think you're having a reaction to chloramine. So we went up there and installed a system in her house to take out the chloramine. And I think I've had about 4 or 5 messages from her in about the past 6 months telling me how much she appreciates the fact that I knew enough to solve that problem for her, because as soon as that system went in, she wound up being able to shower again with all that irritation. So that's just how irritating chloramine can be to certain susceptible individuals.
So there is a way to get this out of the water then?
Yeah, there is a way. It's a media that was originally developed by a division of Calgon Corporation called Centaur, and it's a media called catalytic activated carbon. And it's got a greatly increased number of catalytic sites on the surface of the carbon. And what that stuff does is it acts to attract the chloramine molecule. And it's also the best way to get rid of pharmaceutical residues out of water, some of which can be very hard to remove. And basically just breaks the molecules into little pieces that then the carbon can absorb.
Yeah, because I've heard that the pharmaceuticals can actually imprint the water almost like a homeopathic.
That's possible, but I think what happens, and I'm not adverse to that idea, by the way, but I think what happens most of the time is that there's a lot of advertising that this filter says it reduces chloramine. Well, what they're not telling you is it goes from, instead of being removed by 98%, it's removed by 10 or 15%, and it's not significant enough to really mitigate the problem of the chloramine in the water. Most carbon, if you were trying to shower with a shower filter and remove the chloramine like a lot of people have shower filters, you'd have to have something the size of a 55-gallon barrel full of carbon on the end of your shower filter in order to be able to do a reasonably effective job of reducing chloramine. Shower filters just simply don't work for chloramine. And the problem with catalytic activated carbon, and this is the only problem, when manufacturers buy regular carbon for putting in water treatment systems, the wholesale cost is probably someplace around $25 or $30 a cubic foot. With catalytic activated carbon, it's $185 a cubic foot wholesale. So you can see why a lot of people don't put that carbon into their systems.
So what's an alternative?
Well, there is no alternative. You either get a system that can remove the chloramine out of your water if you're sensitive to it for showering. It takes a whole house system. The average system would be 3 to 4 cubic feet of catalytic carbon in a backwashing tank that sets, very much like a water softener in your house. That's what this lady put in. Hers was a 4-cubic-foot system. I think it was capable of doing about 9 gallons a minute, which is what her house required. Or the other option is to shower in the chloraminated water. That's really the option.
Well, on that
note, drinking purposes.
Lona, we're going to have to take a break here. I hate to cut you off, but we got to pay attention to our sponsors who are really important to us. So you are listening to Food Integrity Now on Castle Rock Radio, and we are here today with Lona Ho'ala, biochemist, talking about the state of our water supply. Stay tuned.
We'll make the scene about a man that's out and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part and I won't need rehearsing. All I have to do is act naturally. Well,
I'm Carol Gervais, and I'm a certified life coach and one of the hosts of the Food Integrity Now show right here on Castle Rock Radio. Have you ever dreamed of swimming with the wild and free dolphins? I'm not talking about the ones in captivity like the ones at Dolphin Quest. I'm talking about swimming with them in the wild. If this is something you've only dreamt about doing, I invite you to mark this off your bucket list now and join me for an all-inclusive trip to swim with the wild dolphins. Your trip to paradise will include organic gourmet meals, ocean waterfront accommodations, Lomi Lomi massage, and much more. What are you waiting for? Now is the time to make your dream a reality. For more information, go to wilddolphinswimadventures.com or contact me at carol@coachwithcarol.com or 719-687-7447. Once again, that's 719-687-7447. Mahalo.
Have you been feeling like your life isn't going quite the way you'd planned? Are you having difficulty in your relationships or frustrated that you aren't fulfilling your purpose? Are you searching for answers? Jeanette Dean provides channeled readings that will assist you in understanding and taking positive steps towards healing the issues that are holding you back from your happiness. Check out Jeanette's website at arainbowcircle.com or give her a call at 425-641-0788 to schedule an appointment. Live your life with joy and passion.
If you are looking for some flavorful, healthy, fresh food, come out to Maximilian's Cafe in Woodland Park, Colorado, focusing on local, fresh ingredients with a changing seasonal menu. Located at 209 East Midland Avenue, Woodland Park, Colorado, right off Highway 24 in downtown. Our walls are full of local artist artwork, and on Friday and Saturday nights, we feature local singers, songwriters, and performers to entertain you while you relax and enjoy a fun environment, a glass of wine, and fantastic food. Open 7 days a week from 11 to 9 p.m., 11 to 8 p.m. on Sunday and Monday.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life.
Welcome back to Food Integrity Now. We've been talking with Lono Ho'ala, and he is a water expert. I'm so glad. And we were just talking about the dangers of chloramine in our water. That's something that most people are probably not familiar with. And you were just about to talk about ways to filter it out. And we were talking about shower filters, and then you were about to talk about drinking water and how to filter that out of our drinking water.
Right. Yeah. The same media, catalytic activated carbon, can be used in a drinking water system to remove chloramine. And you'd need to have the right amount of it in the right kind of a system, because it's very dependent upon how much contact time the water has with the media, how good a job it does. But that would be something I highly recommend for everyone, along with fluoride removal. Fluoride is not a good thing to be drinking in your water, contrary to what all the dentists would like to say. And it's very important you get that out. So we recommend drinking water systems that remove fluoride and arsenic, as well as chloramine, and then all the disinfection byproducts and chemicals that can be in water, heavy metals that are in water. One of the other things I got to say about chloramine, most of the cities have a lot of old water lines in them. And Denver is no exception. Castle Rock, any of the Front Range cities have a lot of areas where water mains can be over 100 years old. And when over the years, what has protected the water from the pipe, which has been made in many cases, some water mains are made out of lead, and many other water mains are made out of brass that have a lot of lead, or they have components made out of brass that have a lot of lead in them. And what's protected that lead from coming into the water has been a coating of lime scale that forms on the inside of those pipes. Well, what occurs with chloramine is that to some extent it does break down in water slightly, and it's enough that the ammonia in the water is starting. We just discovered a new form of bacteria that is eating this stuff, and it's living in the water lines, and its byproduct is acidic. And that acid is eating all the lime scale off of the surface of the pipes. And so all of a sudden, this acidic water now is in touch with the lead. And in Washington, D.C., a few months ago, there was a big scandal. There was 1,000 times more lead in the water at various schools when somebody did a test than there was supposed to be.
I remember that, hearing about that.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's due to, is this new form of heterotrophic bacteria that are using chloramine as food. So it's a big problem. And the EPA and the water treatment plant operators, every time they hear me on a radio, I'm sure they're grimacing and groaning and wishing that that I wasn't talking about this. But it's a problem.
Is there any solution in the foreseeable future?
Not really. You know, here's the solution. People depend too much on the government to solve these kinds of problems for them. What I wish the government would do is say, look, we're going to do the best job we can, delivering you the best quality water we can at a price you can afford, but just due to the logistics of the situation, the limitations we have to deal with, it's impossible for us to deliver to you at your tap the kind of water that you really want to be drinking. So invest in a good, high-quality drinking water system that can mitigate these kinds of problems at your own tap, and it will be far, far cheaper for everybody in the long run. It would be a wonderful thing to hear the government someday say to somebody, you know, why don't you take some personal responsibility? That's the solution if you want to know the truth.
I think there's a lot of people that wouldn't really know how to do that, quite frankly.
Well, that's too bad.
But
so are you saying that people should have a filter on their end that takes the bacteria out of the water?
Or, yes. Here's the thing to remember. Whatever you do to the water at the water treatment plant, by the time it gets to your house, there's lots of things that can happen to it. In many cities, in a 10-square-block area, there may be as many as 100 water leaks. Minute leaks that are very, very little. You know, eventually they'll get to the place where you'll have a sinkhole that a bus can fall into. But before anything like that happens or you have a water main break, you have lots of little leaks. And every place the water is leaking is a place where bacteria can be introduced into the water line. That's why there has to be a residual amount of disinfectant in the water all the way out to the farthest spot in the system. And if something happens at the water treatment plant where they're not putting enough disinfectant in the water of some kind, or if the leak gets big enough to where it's introducing enough bacteria, or in a lot of places the water lines are running underneath a sewer line, and the sewer line may be in worse shape than the water line, and you've got a water line surrounded by raw sewage, and you develop a leak in it, and all this stuff is coming into your water, and it gets to your house, and you wind up getting sick. And this is becoming a bigger and bigger and bigger problem all over the country. Most water treatment systems can't deal with it. The systems that can employ a technology called capillary membrane technology. It's a new thing that I helped co-develop with a scientist in Germany. And it's really, Forbes magazine now says it's going to be one of 10 technologies that are going to change life on Earth as we know it, because it's the first technology that can guarantee microbiologically safe water without the need for any kind of power.
Lono, can you tell our listeners what that technology is again? Because I think it's important to know.
Capillary membrane technology.
And that takes the bacteria out of the water, is that correct?
Yeah, it's the first technology that can guarantee water that is microbiologically safe. It will take out what's called a log 7 for bacteria, a log 4 for virus, which meets the FDA standards for sterile water, basically. We're starting to use it in hospitals. It's a lot cheaper than what they've been doing in the past. It's a lot more reliable. There's no possibility of breakthrough or failure. It's kind of a fail-safe way to make water biologically safe, and it's becoming more common enough now that the price is down into the realm of reasonability, you know, for the average individual. So we're starting to sell a lot of those kind of systems.
How does that compare, say, with a camping filter that you'd buy at REI?
Well, a camping filter at REI is going to only have what's called a carbon block with a what's called a 0.5 micron, and it may also have a ceramic filter in it. And what that camping filter is designed to do is remove cysts from water. So cysts are large compared to a bacteria, and they're huge compared to a virus. To use an example, the kind of filter that would block a cyst, if it's a bacteria that it's dealing with, it'd be like rolling a bowling ball through a barn door. I mean, a bacteria will go through with no problem whatsoever. So those kinds of filters are not designed to remove bacteria. They're designed to remove cysts. And what you'll do for the bacteria typically is add iodine, and some of the filters will incorporate silver to try to kill a lot of the bacteria. A lot of the ceramic filters, the British Birkfield and the Dalton ceramics, use a technology called Stericell, where they incorporate silver into the matrix of the ceramic, and that will kill like 99.9% of the bacteria, and that's what they'll advertise on the box, but that doesn't mean the water is safe. If you had a water, a typical glass of untreated water might have as many as 100 million bacteria in it, and if you remove 99.9% of them, you're still going to have 100,000 bacteria in the water. You drink that glass of water, the infectious dose may only be, you know, 3,000 or 5,000 bacteria. You're still going to get sick. So don't rely on something that says it can remove 99.9% of bacteria. It doesn't really mean anything.
Are you familiar with the Berkey filters?
Yes.
Is that what you were just talking about?
That's right.
Okay. Okay.
What do you think of the UV sterilization process?
Well, I think ultraviolet sterilization is wonderful as long as you've got power and as long as the water is very, very clear to begin with. But if you have any turbidity in the water, which means minute particles, the bacteria get inside of those particles and they're shielded from the light, so you're still going to get sick. If there's a storm or if there is electrical outage, that's right when you need a safe supply of drinking water the most, and that's right when those systems aren't going to be working.
You mentioned in your book, well, you didn't mention, you went into a lot of detail about the large amount of chemicals that are in the water supply, and and there's only, I think, 60 that are focused on for removing. Is this capillary membrane technology, is that effective in removing chemicals as well?
No, it's specifically designed to remove bacteria and virus. And so when we do systems, what we do is we have a six-stage process that we encourage manufacturers to put into a system. The first will be a media that removes arsenic and fluoride. The second is two stages, a media we call KDF and catalytic activated carbon. So the KDF
I need to interrupt you right there. We're going to take this break. You're listening to Food Integrity Now on Castle Rock Radio with Lono Hoala. We'll be right back.
I'm Karen Cantrell. I'm an animal whisperer. I have the ability to connect with the energy of your animals. During our session, you will gain a valuable understanding of what the animal is experiencing and why, the ways that you can assist them, and also discover the information and support your animals desire to share with you to assist you on your own healing path. For more information, visit my website, healinganimalwhisperer.com. Or give me a call at 303-974-1978.
So much of the world is focused on problems and pain. Are you looking for information and people who want to support your empowerment? BringTheDawn.com is an online community for those who are choosing a new reality built on integrity and mutual respect. We share knowledge and vital information, expressions from the heart, and offer products and services that honor the individual and the whole. Join us and share your wisdom. BringTheDawn.com for those who want to bring the dawn instead of sit around in the dark.
Hi, folks. My name is Guy Harold, and my family has been in the surgical stainless steel cookware business for 63 years. I am a value dealer. I sell for less. The cookware is used by Gearson and Price Pottinger, people around the world. Why? Our steel is non-reactive, non-porous, and is correct for your cooking needs. The temperature gauge knob tells you when the texture of produce and minimizes plant cell breakage, saving up to 48.9% more nutritional food value. The cookware has a lifetime warranty. No aluminum, no coatings, no cast iron, no ceramic, and no glass. Nothing to break or wear out. And you can stack cook up to three tiers high, saving you energy as well as food value. Call the Cookware Guy at 760-505-7057 or visit our website at www.stainlesscookware4u.com. That's stainlesscookware4u.com.
Oscar Harrison is and has been for a quarter of a century a philosopher, mystic, teacher, medium, and founder of Jonah Life Institute. He has published an autobiography, Tide of Change, that describes his transition from a land developer to a medium for Jonah. The often controversial teachings of Jonah and Oscar have led to front page articles in the Seattle Times, Denver Post, Longmont Times, Boulder Camera, and interviews on the NBC Today Show. Order your signed copy of the book and receive free newsletters with questions and answers from Jonah at www.jonahlifeinstitute.com.
Experiencing anxiety, anger, depression, or low self-esteem? Do you beat yourself up or sabotage what you truly want to achieve? Hi, this is Jeannie Smith, and at Open Heart Healing, I combine counseling, gestalt therapy, and Tai Chi energy work to assist those who truly desire to bring quality and joy back into their lives. My office is located on South Perry Street here in Castle Rock. Call me for a free consultation at 303-660-6373. Again, that's 303-660-6373, or visit me at openhearthealing.com.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering.
Hello, welcome back to Food Integrity Now on Castle Rock Radio. The topic today is water, drinking water, and joining us today is Lono Hoala, and he was talking about the six-step process of removing chemicals. Would you continue with that?
Yeah, no problem. So the catalytic activated carbon and KDF media is what we encourage people to use in the second standard size cartridge in a typical water treatment system. And that will, the KDF is going to keep the water from breeding bacteria in the carbon. That's the problem with carbon, no matter what kind of filter that you use. And the ones that are really the most dangerous are the ones in refrigerators, because people don't change those filters very often. They're usually a pain to change, and so I typically go into somebody's house and they haven't changed their carbon filter for 3 years. It's supposed to be changed every 4 to 6 months, and you open it up and you see what's in that thing and test it. It's full of bacteria and nasty stuff. It's horrible.
I've tasted water from some of those. It's nasty.
Yeah. So you got it. And the KDF media prevents the bacteria from growing in that catalytic activated carbon or any kind of carbon. And then from there it goes into a cartridge that has a coconut shell carbon combined with the capillary membranes. And the coconut shell carbon is there because that's what's best for removing the volatile organics that give water off tastes and odors. And by the time you get done with that, you've got water that's almost perfect. It's very alkaline. It has a high redox potential, which means the water is very much like a liquid antioxidant. And I'm assuming you guys have heard about all the hype about the ionizers, right?
Yeah, the wired ionizers, like the Kangen machine. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, those things are actually really quite dangerous, and they're not a smart idea. The only thing that they've got going for them is that they do improve the redox potential of the water, and that's 90% of the benefit out of the system. But they concentrate arsenic, they concentrate lead, they concentrate any heavy metal in the product water. And a lot of people don't know that. And especially where arsenic is present in the water, it's a disaster. And one of the things that just wraps me around a pole every time I hear of it is people selling these things for cancer prevention, when in fact they will accelerate and make cancer worse if there's any kind of heavy metal content in the water.
For our listeners out there that don't know what those machines are, these are the water filtering machines where they advertise the ability to make your water more alkaline to alkalize the body, and also more acidic for cleaning purposes. They're very expensive. in the thousands.
Yeah, and they're uselessly expensive. I mean, the reason why they're that expensive is they're all sold through multi-level marketing schemes. Mm. And you got all these layers of commission. The whole thing, if they were sold in a typical store in a typical retail model, it would probably cost about $250-$300. But because they go through the multi-level marketing thing, you know, they're $3,000-$5,000. And I guess that adds to the mystique or something, but they're not a smart idea.
You know, Lono, I have a question. I was talking with somebody about the chloramination, and this person said, well, you know, it depends on how deep your well is that you're not going to get, you know, maybe you don't get, am I confusing that? Do you get chloramination even in through your well water?
No,
or is that just
chloramines are added. They're added to water by city treatment plants for the purpose of disinfection.
Okay, maybe it was the arsenic I was talking about.
The arsenic, yes.
And she said, well, if you have a really deep well, that eliminates that issue. Is that true?
No, that's not true at all. That has nothing to do with it. I mean, you can have a well that's 50 feet deep and have arsenic, and you can have a well that's 1,500 feet deep and have huge amounts of arsenic. Mm. It's not related to the depth of the well. It's related to the soil content that the well has been drilled into, and that can be, you know, I can promise you that you can't drill a well deep enough in order to avoid arsenic-containing soils.
Mm. Lono, I just recently learned about the process called fracking.
Mm-hmm.
And how...
For natural gas production?
Yeah, and I was astonished that, basically for our listeners out there that don't know what it is, it's a process where high-pressure water mixed with toxic chemicals is forced into the ground through shale in order to get to natural gas reserves. And
that's
there's
correct.
A loophole in regulations where the EPA does not have oversight over these chemicals, and the drilling companies have no requirement to divulge what these chemicals are.
That's correct.
And they're going 8,000 feet deep into the earth at a depth where many people's, where it can contaminate the aquifers of many, many wells.
Well, actually, they're... Yes and no. The fracking process occurs at levels that are way below where a typical well might be drilled.
Hmm.
The problem is that those chemicals can migrate through the soils up to places where people are getting their water from. And then that's where you have a problem. And out east of Denver is an example. Many places on the west slope of Colorado, wells are regularly contaminated with all kinds of chemicals. And what just, you know, I can't tell your listeners, if you have a well, you need to have it be comprehensively tested at least once every 5 years. I engineer water treatment systems for lots of dealers around Colorado, people who are well drillers, you know, pump suppliers, plumbing supply houses, those kinds of things. They have customers come in and they want to know about what they ought to buy for water treatment. And what I do is I engineer systems for these people, and then they go ahead and sell and deliver the equipment. But I'm the guy who figures out what the equipment ought to be. And when we do that, we always require a comprehensive water test. And I live in Cascade, Colorado, which is not far from Woodland Park. And there are, in this area, we're constantly picking up dry cleaning fluid, acetone, paint thinners, all kinds of nasty chemicals in the water, way up where people would think that their water's got to be absolutely perfect. And the reason that happens is that people who run places on the Front Range, they don't want to pay the cost of hazardous waste, you know, disposal. So what they'll do is put a, you know, 55-gallon barrel full of dry cleaning fluid or paint solvent or something like that in their back of their pickup and decide to go up in the mountains for the weekend. And they drive off on some four-wheel drive road somewhere and dump this stuff out in an arroyo thinking it's not going to do any damage and they're going to save themselves some money. And then they drive back home and they never think any more about it. And a mile away, somebody's got a well, and the next thing you know, is that chemical is showing up in that person's well water.
That happens.
So you've got to do that. I'm sorry?
I said that happens quite a bit, doesn't it?
It happens shockingly a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we deal with these well drillers up in this part of the country, they're always totally blown away. Duffy, Colorado, there's all kinds of chemicals in the water around Guffey. Now, you'd think that there would be nothing in the water around Guffey because mm-hmm. it's such a small little community. But you do a water sample, and a lot of it is basically unusable without treatment, because the amount of chemicals that people have dumped out on the ground up there has permeated those aquifers, and it's horrible.
So that kind of pounds home what you're talking about, that it is our responsibility, because regardless of what the government can do to clean our drinking water, there's all other kinds of things that are happening that they don't control. And so we yeah. have to take action to educate ourselves and clean our own water, make sure that we're getting pure water.
Yeah, you know, I'll put on my kahuna hat now. And in kahuna wisdom, we say the person with the consequences is the person with the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And the person with the responsibility is the person with the authority.
So, in other words,
if it's your consequences, it's your authority, you're the one who's going to be responsible. One of the problems we have, you know, when I deal with folks in natural medicine is, you know, well, my doctor said, and they follow the doctor as if he is some kind of an omniscient being that whatever he says, they're going to do.
Right.
Well, I got news for you. Doctors are human beings just like anybody else, and I have a lot of great friends, close friends, that are doctors, and many of these guys will be the first to tell you, I'm a resource. You know, you have got to research. You've got to, you know, your own body. You've got to take what I say, take what somebody else says, and make your own decision. You're the person who's going to have to live with the consequences of what you decide to do, not me.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be responsible. I wish there were shortcuts. I wish life were easier. I wish we could just go on through life on automatic. But that's not how life is designed.
Right. Well, we are going to take a break here, and we will be back with Lono Ho'ala to talk more about water and what we can do.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh, and when the sun is out.
I'm Carol Gervais, and I'm a certified life coach and one of the hosts of the Food Integrity Now show right here on Castle Rock Radio. Have you ever dreamed of swimming with the wild and free dolphins? I'm not talking about the ones in captivity like the ones at Dolphin Quest. I'm talking about swimming with them in the wild. If this is something you've only dreamt about doing, I invite you to mark this off your bucket list now and join me for an all-inclusive trip to swim with the wild dolphins. Your trip to paradise will include organic gourmet meals, ocean waterfront accommodations, Lomi Lomi massage, and much more. What are you waiting for? Now is the time to make your dream a reality. For more information, go to wilddolphinswimadventures.com or contact me at carol@coachwithcarol.com or 719-687-7447. Once again, that's 719-687-7447. Mahalo. Hi everyone, this is Carol again, and I just wanted to talk to you about one of our new sponsors, Hole in the Wall Herb and Vitamin Shop up in Woodland Park. The owners, Mark and Nancy Duvall, are not only close personal friends, but they're also my nutritional gurus. They are now selling, teaching, and doing Acira bioenergetic testing on their clients. I had this done, and I found out all my food allergies, emotional stressors, environmental sensitivities, hormonal balance, and I received a customized homeopathic remedy. Please call them for more information at 1-800-437-3240.
you are looking for some flavorful, healthy, fresh food, come out to Maximilian's Cafe in Woodland Park, Colorado, focusing on local, fresh ingredients with a changing seasonal menu. Located at 209 East Midland Avenue, Woodland Park, Colorado, right off Highway 24 in downtown. Our walls are full of local artist artwork, and on Friday and Saturday nights, we feature local singers, songwriters, and performers to entertain you while you relax and enjoy a fun environment, a glass of wine, and fantastic food. Open 7 days a week from 11 to 9 p.m., 11 to 8 p.m. on Sunday and Monday.
Welcome back to Food Integrity Now on Castle Rock Radio. We have been talking today with Lono Ho'ala. And
he's, you got it.
Every time I get it, I feel really good, Lono. Anyway, we have been talking about our water supply, the state of our water supply. I wanted to mention that Lono, I know that you have a debate today at 3:30 with Mark Waller in Colorado Springs.
Yes, I do.
I thought I would just mention that. And that should be an interesting one. But we've been talking pretty much about the problem, the water problem. Can you let our listeners know what resources that you may have for them? And we're going to let you go about 5 minutes earlier today because we know you've got to get to your debate, and then we will be talking during that last 7 or 8 minutes about food integrity news. So why don't you let our listeners know your contact information and how they can get their water tested and such?
Yeah, well, you can, if you have a well driller or those kind of people, many of those people know who I am. I engineer systems for them. Our phone number here is 719-687-2928. And the company, the name of the products that I do are Living Waters Engineered Water Treatment Systems. That's Living Waters Engineered Water Treatment Systems. And the company that you can buy them through is Conscious Living Systems. So the website would be www.consciouslivingsystems.com. So maybe that'll help. And by the way, the hole in the wall people, I heard on the, you know, on the meeting, they're friends of mine too up in Woodland Park. They're great people.
Mark and Nancy, yeah, they're personal friends, and they are my nutritional gurus.
Well, good. They're good. Good gurus.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's, if you go to, and livingwatersway.com, that's another website we have. A lot of resources on there. We have a guide that you can download for free, what a conscious person wants to look for in a water treatment system. It's a guide that you can go through that kind of sorts things out. There's so much hype associated with trying to buy a water treatment system. I know if any of your listeners out there are interested or have been interested in the past, there's just so much stuff on the internet. There's so many claims that are totally bogus, and they come across as absolutely authentic. But be aware that the number one job of a water treatment system, you want your water to be safe. I don't care whether it grows hair on bald heads. I don't care whether or not it's going to cure my toenail fungus. I want my water to be safe. That's the number one thing. And then once you deal with that, all the rest of anything else is gravy. Ionizers do not make your water safe. They make your water less safe because they concentrate any cation content. Cations are positively charged ions in the water. And the way that they work is they segregate all of these positively charged ions into one side that they call the alkaline stream of water, and then the negative ions go to the other side, which they call the acidic stream, and the positive ions are all the metals. Mm. So not only do you have calcium and magnesium, which is what you want in your water, and potassium, but you've also got things like barium, uranium, lead, mercury, copper, zinc, and on and on and on, and all of those get concentrated many times over by these ionizers, and that's something that they don't tell you. And most of the people who sell them don't even know, because what they do is they look at all the literature that's been provided to them by these companies. There's basically two companies that manufacture them, one in Japan and one in Korea. Yeah. And then under a bunch of different names, and these people listen to this stuff and accept it as gospel because they're excited. It's an opportunity to maybe make a buck in a tough economy, but, you know, don't go for it. It's not a good idea.
Before we let you go, we'd like you to also mention your book, which is really good reading for somebody who wants to know about what's in our water. And it's called Don't Drink the Water. The essential guide to our contaminated drinking water and what you can do about it. Lono, where can they get this book?
Amazon.com has them. They're in a lot of bookstores now. The book is actually, I think it's now about 15 years old. I've updated it twice, but it's still the best-selling book on water in the country. I've been totally blown away by that. I assume that a big part of the reason is that it was endorsed by Dr. Andrew Weil, and he's a friend of mine, and I think he's a wonderful man. Many of your listeners will remember him for a variety of reasons, but the book has done very, very well and hopefully has helped a lot of people figure out what they need to do with their water and stay away from things that don't work and embrace things that do.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Lono. We appreciate you being on here, and we wish you a great debate with Mark Waller. I know you're excited about that. And thanks again. And we're going to take it over now to Matt, and we're going to talk about some Food Integrity Now news.
Thank you, Lono.
Well, Carol, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to, if in the future, if you ever have any need to talk about anything, I'll be happy to come on. And hope all your listeners get good water.
Okay. Thank you, Lono.
Thanks, Lono.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, October is non-GMO month, the first one ever, led by the Non-GMO Project, a organization that is working towards creating a labeling standard that will enable all products that are certified to not contain any genetically modified material to make it easy for customers that are searching to refrain from eating GMOs to make it easy.
Wow, wouldn't that be great, where you could just pick up something and read whether it's genetically engineered or not?
Yeah, you know, if the government agencies aren't really picking up the ball and taking care of what needs to get done, then it's got to come down to the ones that really care.
Right. So it's we the people.
It's great that what they're doing. In other news, there's some good news to go along with GMO month, non-GMO month, and that is that Monsanto's stock price has gone down 42% since the beginning of this year.
Can we give an applaud for that? Yay!
So this is in part due to many different factors, a lot of them involving issues that farmers are having in the fields. One of them is the super weeds. GMOs have been around for, they've been popular for about 7, 8 years, maybe 10 years. And what we're seeing now is a super weed that's in the field that is resistant to the pesticides that need to be applied to genetically modified plants in order for them. It's part of the growing process. It's part of the system by which you grow genetically modified plants. And the side effect of this is that we now have these super weeds that have evolved that are requiring more and more pesticides to be applied to the fields in order to kill them. One of the original purported benefits of GMOs was that it would require using less pesticides because the plant was resistant and you could apply the pesticides and it wouldn't require as much as conventional farming. And we're seeing that to not be the case now. And farmers are beginning to question the GMO pathway. And we saw an article in the Christian Science Monitor today, a couple of days ago, mentioning that farmers are beginning to look to get conventional seeds, but they're hard to find now. Mm-hmm. 86% of our farmland is genetically modified right now.
Yeah, it's big agri.
Yep.
And I think also Monsanto has been buying up some of the smaller seed companies. I remember reading that somewhere.
That's very true too. And Monsanto is getting pretty close to having a monopoly on the seed supply. And we're at the point now where we can make this decision. Do we want to let Monsanto create a new variety of seed that withstands a much harsher pesticide? Something that's closer to Agent Orange?
I don't think so.
Or do we go back to the old way of tilling? And tilling being actually digging up the weeds.
Well, I think also, you know, the farmers noticing that this isn't working is part of it. But also there's a lot of groups out there that have been working to educate the public. There have been, you know, filmmakers educating the public. And I think that's part of what we're seeing as being the effect of their stock going down. And so it does work. It does work to stand up and say something. It, you know, to, you know, make people aware of what is going on. It has an effect.
Which is what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. But we leave it up to you to tell people too.
Yep. And good point, Susan. Combination with that is the American Academy of Environmental Medicine's paper talking about GMOs and proven health issues. But we'll get onto that at another time. We're going to mention our guest next week, Barbara Kowalczyk of the Center for Food Integrity. What she is doing is promoting food safety. And some of you may recognize her name from Food Inc. So we look forward to having you tune in next week and joining us for that show.
Yes, thank you all our listeners, and you are listening to Food Integrity Now on Castle Rock Radio, and we will be here next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Thanks for listening.
That was a good job. I liked doing it.
I was born with a jealous mind, and I can't spend my whole life trying just to make it toe the line. You better run for your life if you can. With another